You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I'm Ruben, I play drums in PHF, and I've been recording the new album. I engineered and I guess co-produced with Joe, who writes all the songs. It's called 9mm. And you're listening to Long Player on Totally Wired with Jess Vu. So, like, this is the first PHF album with the band playing on it. And we learned most of these songs quite a while ago. And Queen was one of the first ones we learned. We went up north to Joe's parents' house to record. We recorded in the garage. And we did, like, a lot of songs. But when I came back to Auckland and listened to the drum tracks and stuff, they didn't sound that good because there was, like, a lot of bleed because they were all playing in the same room. So we ended up redoing Queen and Living in the City. And we did that in my room, just me and Sam. So basically that song and Living in the City were all just made in my bedroom.
Because
Santa Maria, we made in Santa Maria. So we're driving there and we were going to drive through Big Sur, and we got to Big Sur and there was just this line of cars and we could just see like red horizon and smoke everywhere. And it turned out there was a forest fire and we were basically driving in the heart, into the heart of it. So we took this massive detour. We drove down the highway, which was named after Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Blew my mind, low-key. And then we, like, pulled into this diner and we tell the woman that we're going to Santa Maria. And she's like, oh, no, you don't want to go there. Like, my sister got robbed there. Everyone's crazy. And we drive into Santa Maria and the town literally smells like shit. Like, it stinks everywhere. So we, like, just stayed in the hotel room and started making the song after we watched White Chicks. We got given a bunch of, like, real crazy dank from some random dudes before we got there as well. Like, it was just the craziest day. Some strangers gave us, like, 7 grams of dank. And we just made this, like, weird Monty song. And then when we were back in Auckland, Joe was like, oh, we need to, like, have someone talking over the top of it. And so we got my flatmate, Sylvia, from Polyester to read a story that Joe had been trying to tell us on the way up to record, which is about, like, is a story called High Beams. And basically the guy who's been flashing the lights is trying to tell the woman that there's someone in the back of her car with a knife, and he's flashing the lights to deter the person in the back of the car. We recorded that, like, through a guitar amp as well, and so it's just like the guitar amp signal and the normal signal just, like, swimming between ears, so it gets really confusing. City. That was another one that Joe sent me a demo of, just an acoustic demo with, like, heaps of vocal loops and stuff, which was real sick. I wanted it to sort of, like, get the real duster sort of tapey vibe for the verses. That one took quite a while to mix because it's, like, so quiet and then gets so loud in the middle, and, like, it was quite hard to actually nail that in the recording and get it so that it wasn't confusing for everyone to record back over these, like, tempo changes and stuff. That was another one of the ones that didn't work up north, and we recorded it in the, like, concrete room.
What does envy want?
Yeah, Hala was one of the ones we actually nailed up north. That was another one of the songs that we'd learnt quite early on, but then I recorded like a weird slide guitar over the top of it, and then me and Joe just got real deep in Ableton, like pitch shifting it and harmonizing it into, so it was like a weird Monty slide chord, and then just turned everything else kind of down, so there's like this weird kind of sound in it. Fresh Gallon was the one that me and Joe wrote together on the album, as well as Santa Maria, I guess. But we wrote that in my room. We did a lot of recording in my bedroom at my old house. That one just has a real tricky like bass line with a phaser on it and stuff. I was just trying to make some funky stuff when I wrote that bass line, because I just been listening to like Too Much Cool in the Gang. That and Santa Maria are the kind of like slightly weirder ones on the album, and I think that's just because like I was writing the songs with Joe and just being like, "Ooh, let's make it funky," or like, "Ooh, let's put unnecessary amount of reverb on this stuff." And yeah, it was a real fun buzz doing stuff with Joe, because we were like, it was similar to when I recorded with Daniel and for Roids, because it's like on a similar buzz and kind of just get them to be like, "This is what I want, and I'll try and like achieve it as best as possible," and kind of go from there, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I Tried is about. It's like emotional. I don't think Joe would ever tell me what his songs were about. But like that was one of my favorites. Actually, the funny thing about that is towards the end of the album, I was like mixing it at like 4 a.m. after I'd played a show in Dunedin. I was pretty cooked. I won't lie. And I made a trap remix of it just for a laugh and like sent it to them. And I was like, you know, we're going to be millionaires now, boys. You just wait. And Joe ended up like upping it to his SoundCloud the next day. So if you want to hear the trap ending to I Tried instead of just the what sounds like it should happen ending, then go on the PHF SoundCloud and you'll find that Totems remix. But that's definitely like the most beautiful song in the album. It's real nice. And we actually like recorded the whole song in normal tuning and then pitch shifted like the whole song up. And so that's why it kind of like sounds a bit like glitchy almost. And then I recorded that onto a cassette tape and pitched it up slightly again. And then bounced that back into the computer. I actually bounced all of 9mm, I think, except for a couple songs, either through a cassette tape or through the just 4-track cassette recorder, because it just has like a real nice amp and it makes stuff sound real like compressed and dirty.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.